You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. I got a call from the sales force, and they were reached out, the Sizzler people. And we're going to do a corporate sponsorship with Sizzler. So look at that.
They're going to be the new studio sponsor of Wake Up Tucson.
That would be hot, right? Because I got alliteration, right? Right. Sizzler and studio, right? And then, of course, if you remember, they always had that thing where they go, Sizzler.
I do.
So that's what so part of the deal is I asked for a 20% bump in my, quote, talent fee, right?
Got it.
To say it like that. So I'll say, hey, this is Chris at Wake Up Tucson, and welcome to the Sizzler Studios here at Bustos Media. So I got to say it like that.
I thought they should have CJ voice the commercial so now, they can just drop the R. I feel like that'd be better.
So in that voice, Sizzler.
There you go. I dig it.
This is CJ Ham from another restaurant called Saguaro Corners. Go to Sizzler. Love it. Love it.
Maybe not.
Well, what the people from Sizzler said is that they have that Pima County computer program that analyzes everything that's said on radio shows. And they said our show said the most times ever on any radio show in America the word Sizzler for the last 9.5 years.
There you go.
So they love our interest in verve for their product. So we'll go from there. So listener Martin, Gallup, New Mexico definitely has a Sizzler. He says maybe it's a Route 66 thing, which could be true, right? Because it's Gallup, New Mexico.
I think there are
Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona. So maybe Winona's got one.
I think there are some in Texas.
Let's just take the show right off the. Let's go right off the rails.
Why not?
Find a Sizzler near you. Okay.
Know?
So looking at their map of America, Raymond. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
It is everything. It's California. There's a truckload in California. This is interesting. Gallup, New Mexico. Oh, no, this is actually funnier. Okay. So Gallup, New Mexico, there's a couple in Phoenix, couple in the one in Flagstaff, right? Gallup. There's one bunch in California.
Yeah.
All the way up California through, let's see, the great state of Washington.
Yeah, Utah.
Yep.
Got some in Idaho.
All right. So pretty much everything in the Pac-12 that's not Colorado has a Sizzler. But then, here, Sizzler radio. Okay. But then it gets better. Okay. And I'll tell you why it gets better. Because there's a Sizzler in Florida, in Orlando. Okay. That's the one that's really out in the middle of nowhere. But it gets better. Ray, you know where the most eastern Sizzlers ever are?
Oh, I don't know, man. Boston?
The United States territory of Puerto Rico. So I'm looking on the Sizzler map. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There are 14 Sizzlers in Puerto Rico.
Wow. They have one in Houston.
Okay.
So there
no,
you go.
That's the bourbon Sizzler.
No. There's one down by Galveston.
Oh, there. Ah,
right
see?
There.
All right. So here.
Yep.
So, but the idea that there's 14. Okay. Let's like this. This is a political show usually, right? Because of the that a place like Puerto Rico has 14 Sizzlers, that should automatically deny them statehood. If you're that hot for Sizzler.
I mean, and they're not even that far apart. That's what's crazy.
Oh, no, they're... Who knew the density of Sizzler locations?
Wow.
It's good stuff.
None in Cuba. Go figure. But they have one.
Those damn commies.
In Jamaica.
Oh, my God. That's called Sizzlers, see? It's a knockoff.
Oh, maybe.
It's like McDowell's and Coming to America. Now, that's a movie, right? We're in Jamaica, the island of Jamaica, and some dude opens a knockoff Sizzler called Sizzlers. All right. The wheels are now officially off this show, which is just fine.
It's Friday.
It's freaking Friday.
The 15th hour of 15 hours of radio.
It is,
you know?
Thank you very much. Well, Antonori is scheduled to come here today, but you just never know. You know, I texted him. If he doesn't show up, you know, I learned this years ago when I did Business and Banter 13 years ago. I had a 1 hour interview going to do a deep dive with someone, so I didn't do anything. I knew what I needed for the interview, and I didn't do anything. Josh was my board op, right? I walk in, and he goes, "Hey, the bro called up and said he's sick. He's not coming in." I'm like, "Hey." I didn't even have the newspaper to just read some crap,
oh, no.
Right? And so I had to vamp for an hour. It's pretty bad. Oh, CJ, Sizzla, Puerto Rico's mattress firm, one or two on every corner.
Oh, man, it's true.
Dr. Neil, there's because of the, you know, the economics and the way Cuba works, there's no beef in Cuba, so we can't have a Sizzler.
Just the salad part. Known for its salads and steaks. Only the salads.
It's so good. It's so good. All right, let's go visit some of our fleeing sponsors after that segment on the Wake Up Tucson show. It is an 80s kind of Friday. Okay, let's stop right from the beginning again. I want to hear the Unten, Gleeman, Glotten, Globen. Let's go. Here we go. Barry, thank you very much. There we go. One of my first cassette tapes, Def Leppard Pyromania. Wake up, Tucson. You're on an 80s sizzling kind of 80s Friday. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30, the boys. I don't know what the hell Corey's saying, but of course, Corey Hart, one of Canada's greatest troubadours. I will always remember there's a very silly Saturday Night Live skit, and it's Conan O'Brien's the host, and they're making fun of the Napster hearings.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens is they all come in as a different person to testify about how Napster's stealing money from them. And so Daryl Hammond's playing Trent Lott, who's running the Senate hearing. Conan plays Right Said Fred, right? I'm Too Sexy. And of course, they're like, "Well, Mr. Fred, we've noticed no one's stolen any of your songs on Napster." He goes, "No, but I heard there's a free buffet. I haven't eaten in days." But what happens is Will Ferrell comes in at a wheelchair wearing, he's got the leather jacket on, right? And what happens is Trent Lott goes, "Well, what the hell happened to you, Corey Hart?" He goes, "I was driving one night, but I was wearing my sunglasses and I got in an accident."
That's terrible.
That's very terrible. All right, let's do a little, we're going to do a little reset on some police stuff here that, and we're going to tie Tucson a little bit and then go to another story. So we told you about all of this horribleness that went down on Country Club and Brett Glenn. I just played you the Craig Cantoni. I read it to you that his dentist office was telling his wife, who's right there, right when it happened, 80 shots. Guy basically spurting blood, excuse my language while you're drinking your Bloody Mary, spurting blood on this ground, and a doctor from a nearby office had to come out and hold this guy alive. But I think he died in the end. I think he died at the end, but maybe not. So, one of our police officers said, and he actually tagged Rahina in it, Rahina continues, the mayor continues to avoid speaking about all of this gun violence even after she made a promise to the voters to reduce gun violence. There was another gunshot homicide at 7 a.m. on the west side of town that took place yesterday. No leadership on this, and the local media continues to give her a pass. That's from a longtime TPD officer. And then, and Ray, that you were just working on that story, the Star Pass one. Star Pass in Greasewood, man with a gunshot wounds who died from his injury. No suspects. Now, It is interesting what Cantoni said, what the dentist, people at the dentist office said, that it was by, I guess, mildly obvious gang colors. That is a lot of gang stuff going on, right? So I kind of feel like there's this perfect storm thing going on of crap of the last year, right? So what you had was lockdowns, closed down the schools, right? TUSD says, I don't know if you guys remember this, I think they said out of their 43,000 kids, they couldn't find like 4,000 or 5,000 of them. I forgot what the number. It was some large number of kids that weren't checking in, weren't clicking in. Let's just say at least a few thousand kids that they couldn't find. Okay? So we had, and of course, for a lot of people, sending their kids to school, if they can't afford to have daycare or a relative watch them, I think you had quite a few young men, especially, who were literally had no one watching them and looking for something to connect to. Now, we now know more than ever that, well, we know it for months, years, that the city of Tucson's police presence on their own street is almost non-existent anymore. It's not very much. It's not very visual. It's not very present, right? You don't. It's not noticeable. So then, what happens? We have street racing going on, right? Which is all mostly got to be these young guys, right? We just talked about, Charles was talking about on Kolb. Between what, probably like north of Valencia up till, I don't know, Escalante or something, or does that sound appropriate, Raymond?
Who's Kolb and Golf Links?
Kolb and Golf Links, that's right.
Yeah.
That literally there's these people just driving at 100 miles an hour street racing. And remember, the city didn't have enough cops to do anything about it, so then the Pima County Sheriff had to do a sting operation. Was it Ted Maxwell? I think it was Ted. He was talking about how these guys were burning donuts and driving around the Port of Tucson Amazon facility like a bunch of maniacs. So then we look at these shootings, right? We're going to get the shootings in a sec too, right? When there's these shootings of people, the young man that died in Jefferson Park just north of the U of A, remember his mom had to come from California to get his body? And literally he was just like walking in the street of his neighborhood and someone rolled up to him and blew him away. Sounds gang stuff to me. Forest Keys, the young black gentleman from Pennsylvania who came to the University of Arizona, seemed like just an amazing young man. Matt Russell's daughter knew him from school, and it just sounded like the guy was very active. And you know, he basically had to tell his, you know, who knew that his mother would send him to Tucson to go to school and he wouldn't come back alive. So we got that going on. So then we have this gang shooting. Well, and again, a lot of them, when you look at the kids that are getting arrested, you know, 90% of them are young Hispanic teens. And this is where the mayor sucks, right? She doesn't want to acknowledge it. Now, if a white cop killed a Hispanic gentleman, she'll be all over the place. She will crucify them before there's a trial. But if a Hispanic teen murders a black young man in a parking garage at the University of Arizona, she doesn't say one damn word. Okay? And again, this rolling up to someone and shooting Barney was just saying a kind of a classic gang initiation thing. 790-2040. Let's go to the aforementioned Mr. Heller on line 96 today. Holy cow, we're all the way up to 96 here. Charles, what's up, buddy?
Say the secret word and the clown pops out of the box.
Look at you appearing when requested.
You know, I'm thinking you're missing out on a really and you're a business guy and a consultant, no less, you're missing out on one hell of a marketing opportunity here.
Tell me, sir.
I think this is a way of promoting Tucson. Look at the slogans, the bumper stickers available. See Tucson and die, you know? Think about it. By the way, 7 weeks and counting, no return phone call from TPD on my felony hit and run against me.
Explain your felony hit and run one more time, though, folks.
Oh, well, about 7 weeks ago on a Sunday night, I was coming home from Rocco's with my dinner, and some guy comes along and rear-ends me at the stoplight there. I was southbound on Kolb at Golf Links. Hit me going about 30. It more or less totaled the car. It's still drivable, but it now has the doors don't close so easy because the car's about an inch and a half shorter. And I got hurt. And took 4 to 6 weeks worth of therapy to get straightened out again. But the guy then took off.
Can anyone really straighten out Charles Heller? That would be my question.
Oh, well, you can make me less of a parallelogram and a little more of a square. So anyway, and you go back to being the square that I always was. So anyway, the point being that TPD, and I had a nice talk with an officer on the phone about it. I had to call them. They didn't call me back. But I needed my case number for insurance purposes. And I am going to get the car fixed and keep it, even though it's technically supposed to be totaled. And but anyway, I argued and argued and argued with the insurance company. I came up with something kind of interesting, but not for you right now.
Gotcha.
But anyway, the point being that TPD has still not called me back on the case. And I don't really imagine they ever will. I don't think they have the manpower to do it.
They don't. I mean, the idea that felony hit and runs aren't really part, you know, they can't cover that anymore. It just tells you where we're at.
Mm-hmm. And the officer said, you know, well, that's a misdemeanor, hit and run. I said, no, not when there's injury, it's not. And he went, and then he realized I was right.
So when I talked to some of my friends that are Oro Valley PD and they see these stories of what TPD is not even responding to anymore, they couldn't even fathom not responding to half of those things. It's like totally against their whole thing.
Well, in Oro Valley, the pushback on it would be a lot worse than it is in Tucson.
Correct. You are correct,
you know,
sir.
In Oro Valley, I think there's a higher sense of community pride. And, you know, maybe it's just because of the average price of a house. People pay more for it than the average price of a house in Tucson. And maybe they just take a little bit more pride in their stuff.
I don't know. I think it's all about paying. It's, you know, are we saying that the higher income demographic pays attention and cares more?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're less willing to accept loss in their life because they work hard for it and they have nice things.
Yeah.
And you know, if you have crappy things and you lose a crappy thing, well, oh well. You know, I made a joke. Now I'm going to have a real swap shop car. It'll have a salvage title.
So, all right. Charles, thanks for the call. Straighten yourself out, as we like to say. Paul McCartney's birthday from the Chevy Chase Aykroyd film, Spies Like Us. Here we go. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Former Wake Up Tucson guests Jeff Downs and Trevor Horn, the Buggles. First song ever played on the old MTV. And Jeff went on to be the keyboardist, of course, and writing with John Wetton for Asia. And then he did a little Yes action. And then Trevor Horn, the guy with the glasses on the cover, he is considered one of England's greatest music producers. He did a whole bunch of stuff. He did the Yes 90125, but he also did Seal. He did a whole bunch of different acts in England. So one of those really smart, savvy producer kind of cats. Almost in my Sammy Davis Jr. Some savvy cats there, pal. All right, so Portland, Oregon. So check this out. The officers who serve on the Portland Police Bureaus. I like that bureau for police. That's very nice. Makes it very, you know, less antagonistic, I guess, right? Specialized control unit. This is literally their riot squad, okay? When things go south, as we like to say, they had 50 officers from the riot squad in Portland, Oregon, all quit on the same day. Team member Corey Budworth was indicted, accused of a fourth degree assault stemming from a baton strike against a protester. Team Lieutenant Chief Chuck Lavelle, a team lieutenant called Chief Lavelle to inform him that all 50 of the volunteer for the assignment voted to resign due to a perceived lack of support from City Hall, the district attorney, over the past year during 100 consecutive nights of protest coverage. The indictment is one of the team officers appear to be the last straw. Deputy Chief Chris Davis, serving as acting chief, while the other chief is out of state for training in San Augustine, Florida, the land of freedom, quote, "Have I ever seen anything like this in my career? No, I don't think any of us have seen this." The police bureau acknowledged Thursday the rapid response officers no longer comprise a team. Mayor Ted Wheeler, who serves as police commissioner, that's an interesting, imagine if Rahina was the police commissioner. Oh, God. Let's see what we got here. "I want to acknowledge the toll this year has taken on them and their families. They've worked long hours under difficult conditions. I personally heard from some of them today. I appreciate their willingness to share their concerns." Blah, blah, blah. They've been on the front lines of all these protests in the city since May 25th, murder of George Floyd. Many demonstrations devolved into clashes with officers late at night, vandalism, property damage, and fires. The team's use of force has led to multiple civil lawsuits. So what happens is you basically work these guys, you know, when you usually work riot squad, that's a once in a while thing. But when you keep doing riot after riot after riot after riot, fire, 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 riot, fire, and you have all of these people who are trying to provoke a response. And so, you know, and they don't believe that you guys have the mayor, the council, or the police chief have your back, or the attorney general, the district attorney. What it's a lose situation. There's no win. Eventually, as they keep rioting and attacking you, someone has to defend themselves, and then you're going to get hit by multiple lawsuits, and if you have a district attorney. And so think about this, and Rowdy Rich, I'll get to you in just a second, okay, which is one of the best names ever, Rowdy Rich. So look at the city of Tucson. So they all patted themselves on the back because they gave everyone a raise. While all these cops were fleeing, they all sat there and said, oh, we're going to do a survey for everyone else. Are they getting paid fairly? Including the people that haven't gone to work in 15 months. All these people that have been, you know, doing two Zoom meetings a day and then laying around in their pool the rest of the day going, hey, bro, I deserve a raise. Okay? They're going to treat that person the same as a police officer walking the streets of Tucson, where we have at 8:30 on a Monday morning, 80 shots fired and people spurting blood on the street. Okay. So we got that going for us. So then you have a mayor that doesn't like the cops. You have a mayor that's been defunding police for 12 years. You have a council that's either wants to defund more cops, Lane Santa Cruz, and replace them with people who are going to hug the drugged out wacko. Or you have people who are literally municipal spiritual eunuchs like Steve Kozachik, Richard Fimbres, or the dude, who don't say anything and just let it keep bleeding, 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 bleeding. Then you have a police chief that hates cops. Okay, how's that for that? Only in Tucson can we have a police chief that hates cops. Then at the same time, we have a police chief who, again, when the naked coked up guy gets killed, dies in custody, okay, with all those drugs in his system, and he gets all three of those officers, including an African American man, officer gets cleared by the chief and internal affairs and all that stuff. But then George Floyd dies in custody. So then we have to go do a kangaroo court to redo it, and then they're guilty, and then we force him to resign. But then he doesn't tell Rahina or Ortega till weeks later. That's your police chief. But it gets better. So think about this last election. So you have Pima County Sheriff switches over to Nanos, who's a hot freaking mess. So it's not like the Sheriff's Department, I love a lot of the deputies, okay? Overall effectiveness of the as a support crew to a shrinking TPD, that got worse. But you know something? Laura Conover as your district attorney, things have got to get worse. She is a social justice groupie. So why the hell would anyone stay at TPD? You have a police chief that doesn't really dig cops. He's on his way out anyway to possibly ruin Customs and Border Protection. Okay. Then we have a mayor and a councilwoman like Santa Cruz who doesn't dig cops. Then you have a bunch of people on the rest of the council that literally, again, don't say a word about cops. What, me bother? Where's Karen Ulick? We had a dude get 80 shots fired in her ward, and you don't hear a word out of her. Hey, TV people, it's not like go ask Karen Ulick what she thinks about a guy getting whacked by 80 shots on Country Club and Glen on a Monday morning. Where are you? And again, all stop wasting time talking to Stellar, Jim Ninsel, and Dylan Smith. Stop it. Stop giving these people any credence. The amount of misery that they ignore on their own streets is just outstanding. You can't make it up. So why would anyone continue to be a cop? Because Ray and I were talking off break. The money's important, right? But it's respect. Do you have your back? And do you feel appreciated? And I would say that's every time I've talked to a TPD, soon to be retired, currently on the force, or just retired, there is no respect for the police officers in the street on the force. That's where we're at. Let's go to Rowdy Rich on line two. He wants to take my mind off of cops.
No, you're rolling, baby. You are rolling like rolling. Keep on rolling.
Thank you, buddy. What do you got for me today, sir?
Well, this goes back to last week. The one thing among many, I got to make a list here.
Please.
The corn on the cob.
Yes, sir.
The wife is a Girl Scout. And what the Girl Scouts do or did in western suburb of Chicago back in the 60s, they took a corn on the cob, you know, a corn, piece of corn on the cob with a piece of chicken and a potato.
Right.
And they put it in tin foil, and they put it into the fire for 45 minutes.
How did that turn out?
I'm sorry?
How did that turn out?
Yeah, well, you know, she's a Girl Scout, and she's a darn good cook. And so keep it on, babe. I got more. I'll make the list and call you next week.
Please do. Thanks, Rowdy Rich.
Hey, I live here at Pima and Alvernon, and you talk about these shootings. About a week or two ago, I mean, I woke up at 2 in the morning to take a whiz, you know, to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
And there were shootings then, and the Girl Scout heard them too. So this stuff is around. This is the wild, 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 wild west, man.
You know, so Pima and Alvernon, Rowdy Rich, I will say an extra prayer for you and your family. You're going to need it.
Well, this is the prostate guy with the pomegranates and the mushrooms and the pecans.
All right. Rowdy Rich, good talking to you, sir. Have a good day.
Peace.
Later, buddy. 790-2040 is a phone number. Lori, who works for TPD, last three on 29th Street shooting were all under the age of 18. Billy number one, technically Lane doesn't dig cops. She just assaults them. I can't make it up. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to break. It's an 80s kind of Friday. You can't have 80s without my boys from Duran Duran. The old Reflex. I don't know what they're talking about with this, but it sure was a catchy tune. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30, the voice. Let's just keep it low on the background for a while.
I can do that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Ray Allen making it happen. Not the basketball player. Different Ray Allen. So.
Much shorter.
Much. Not as good of a jump shot either. Let's do this. Well, just to finish off real quick, we have the good folks at KOLD, Live Local, and Ted Baxter, as someone referred to it earlier today. He is Ted Baxter and everything. That's true. It's pretty good. So this is Hannah Titi. Tucson is experiencing a sharp increase in homicides. Well, thank you. We are up 32% from the year before in murders. On homicide, each homicide affects directly, this is from the director of homicide survivors, 10 direct family members. Now check this. Now, what I love about some people, and they try to say it in the story, that there's other cities experiencing such increase in their murder rates. I understand that. Okay. But you know something? This is our town. I got to deal with what we're having. But the difference is that because the lack of police funding has been such a problem and the lack of cops on the street, it means even more. My friend Flavor Dave on Facebook, when I was talking about this originally, says, well, hey, bro, this is a national trend. It's happened in other cities. I go, I don't care. Right? We have this special thing going on where there's no cops on the street, so the misery gets worse and it gets faster. It increases faster, okay? So here's the other thing. So James Gierke from the Homicide Survivors, the demand for increase of requests for their services for homicide survivors is up 80%. That's 280 new clients since the beginning of this year. So of course, Hannah Titi says, what's causing this spike in cases? So they keep going to this Lieutenant Doggett person, which is fine. He's a homicide detective. He shouldn't even touch this interview. Just go do your job. Where's the chief? This is a chief question. Hannah Titi, I love you. You've done good work over the last year or two. Go ask a chief. Go ask Rahina. Go ask an assistant chief. There's Chief Hall. There's Chad Kazmar. Go ask one of these people. What's the story, bruh? Leave the damn lieutenant alone. Okay? And, you know, he was quoted by K-Gun earlier where he literally said, hold on, I can't believe he even said this. Lieutenant Doggett believes the population density may be a factor. Lieutenant Doggett, let me begin this by saying I appreciate your service to Tucson and the community, but that is the dumbest ass answer I've ever heard. There is obviously a perceived lack of cops. There is gang activity off the wall. And I bet drugs have a big problem. You know, the other thing, too, someone was telling me about a lot of the drug rehab places in this town know how bad things are going to get by what's the going price of drugs. The lower the price of drugs goes, the more people they see because it's just easier. Now, when it gets more expensive, you see a bump in crime to pay for such things. All right, let's get to Ed Alexander's daughter, the great Courtney Slaniker, who, of course, runs the American Red Cross of Southern Arizona. We actually need blood. So this idea of things going back the way they're going to be, right, and all of our brothers and sisters who have purposely locked themselves in their house for because they're a bunch of scaredy cats, and some of it reasonable, a lot of it unreasonable to me. Ray, let's go to Ray Allen and the KVOI news break. Give me what they're looking for, buddy.
American Red Cross is looking, they're actually delaying some elective surgeries because they don't have blood. So they're asking for some people to donate blood because they've fallen to critical levels. So some surgeries have been delayed.
So we just had a delay in a truckload of elective surgeries, right? So we just had the nice lady on, the doctor from Radiology Limited, and we had this discussion. I said, so what are you seeing in this trend? And she goes, the disturbing part is we're seeing people with cancer that is way too far progressed. That's so much tougher to deal with because we should have saw them a year ago. But when they canceled elective surgeries, which they shouldn't have done in the first place, we have all this extra misery on the back end. So if you're one of those folks, this is another thing with all of you churches, right? Like the Catholic Church, right? You guys blew it so hard the last year. We don't want to have mass. We can't be open. Rahina said, you know, all these things that the churches, not just the Catholic Church, but all these other churches in Tucson do in relation to working with the Red Cross, right? So I know at St. Odelia's, at least once a month, there'd be the Red Cross blood drive mobile, and there'd be 28 parishioners after mass giving blood. Well, because the Diocese of Tucson and all these, we can't have church, scared the hell out of everyone, so all these people who give blood don't show up to go to the bloodmobile anymore. So as part of getting, so all back to my elected leaders, you need to get off your rear end, start seeing that life is more normal again, like go back and do meetings and things like that, because you have to be the inspiration for people to come out and go do this. You say you're an inspiration, oh, we know, it's kind of tough. So anyway, if you are someone who can give blood, if you've given blood before and you're still scared, I need you to get off your tail and go give blood. That's where we're at. Because the misery of this is just going to keep going and going and going. All right. If you missed anything on this show over the week, KVOI.com has all the podcasts that Ray has faithfully put up on there. It's been a fun week. If you missed my hour with Fletcher McCusker on Monday, that was quite a hoot. The two things I came out of that is he's the bulwark against some of the kookiness of downtown. And if he ever retires or says, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm really scared who runs Rio Nuevo. If somehow the state legislature turns blue and there's Democrat Speaker of the Houses, a Democrat will replace him with one of these goofy people around here, and then Rio Nuevo's toast. So that's a problem. We had, of course, Lee Lambert, the chancellor from Pima Community College, talking about his job opportunities other places. He wanted to set the record straight, and that Chris is too much of a dumbass to understand the nuances of closing down, quote, schools and things like that. Let's see what's going on next week. Ted Maxwell Monday with Jonathan Hoffman before that. We got Bruce Ash is coming on. Malta Joe will be here doing apple strudel pastitzis. I love that. It's going to be quite a hoot next week, so we're making it happen. So I'm going to be cooling off. Got some friends from Yuma who are coming over for the the cool weather in Tucson.
Good for them.
Who knew? And I'm going to be watching a truckload of European soccer this weekend. And
sounds good.
Keeping cool, baby. So Ray,
celebrating Father's Day.
And father, yes. Thank you. I don't know why I said that. Everyone happy. All those fathers out there, whether you're the birth father or the gentleman who stepped up to be a father in somebody's life, even though that may not be by blood, God bless you all. We need more great fathers out there. So happy Father's Day. Ray, thank you for all your efforts this week.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Yep. We'll see everyone next Monday at 6 a.m. sharp. Wake up. Tull Monday.